beautiful job there, beautiful. Pedro.
Great intro, dude, by the way.
Great vocals.
And welcome to another episode of the Who Do You Think You Are podcast. I am Pedro Ruelas, along with our co-host here.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Say
I hope
your name,
you're
dude.
Keeping
say
it real.
Say your name.
Don't tell me how to do my intro.
Can we start over, please?
I want to start
God
over
damn it,
by my... I still can't get my name in.
Well, that's the first thing you're supposed to say. Have you ever done morning radio, dude?
Jesus, dude. This is going to be one
what
of these
podcasts. What about Jesus? What about him?
All right.
His birthday's coming up soon.
Can I finish a sentence?
Onward.
Thank you. My name's Nick, and thank you for joining us today for the podcast. It's very nice of you. It's nice to you show up. It's nice to you open your ears, you know, and listen to us, because somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
My parents won't listen to me.
My mom won't. She's done. After the second episode, she's like, oh, no, mijo. No.
It's no for me.
Es caca,
no,
mijo.
Gracias.
Caca, mijo, no. And my dad's like, you guys are funny.
You guys are
Give
funny.
Me a course.
It's kind of like, well, people that would just glide through an episode or hear, like, especially in our early episodes, like, we'll make a coming joke or a dick joke so quickly, like I just did in the first, like, minute.
Yeah.
And then they think that's all this is. And it kind of is, but also we do get weirdly vulnerable sometimes.
Oh, we
you,
definitely.
You know what I mean? So it's funny, like, how we sandwich that into...
I think it's very important that we do that, man, because... We can talk dick jokes and come in and farts and queefs, whatever, you know. But if we hit one solid topic on this thing, I come out grateful for it. You know, I come out
grateful.
Yeah. Grateful that we had that conversation, that I went to those, you know, the vulnerability aspect of putting myself out there and sounded like a complete R word. And, you know,
what's that? What's an R word?
A really not so smart person.
Hmm. I never heard that expression before.
You haven't? Crazy, dude. Some would say you're an R word.
Really?
I mean, sometimes. But how are you, man? How was your week?
You know, it's another week, man. How about you? What's new with you? You're going to let you... You know what? This whole intro, you cut me off for the first 2 minutes. So, you know what? You steer the show. This week, I'm Pedro, okay?
So, you're just going to sit over there and do nothing?
Yeah, I'm going to make a bad joke every couple minutes.
Damn, bro. Well, let's see. This week, when did it
Gracias,
start?
Gracias, paisa.
This week was... Very, very hectic for me.
Okay.
It was my daughter's first birthday.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Yep. And let's be honest. The first birthday is not for the child whatsoever.
Bingo.
Right? The first birthday is for the parents.
Yes.
It's for celebrating 100%. Keeping this child alive for, you know, their fully dependent year of life.
Oh, I was going to say for the social media likes.
That too,
yeah.
Of course, it's the virtual signaling.
Yes,
of like, hey, look at us.
We're so happy.
How does he say happy? Dude,
we're
don't go that
so
far.
Happy. We're so happy.
That was a good song.
Thank you.
Maybe it should be on your album next song.
Yeah, maybe it could.
Yeah, who knows?
Might be for my solo.
But it is, you know, it's something that I came to realize that it's like, because the first year, you celebrate the leaps and bounds, and you know, they're. Just their learnings and all of that, but it's more for me. Because when I look at my daughter, like I see like the accomplishments almost. And I know it's early. I know it's only a year old, but still it's like this.
What's the biggest accomplishment besides
keeping
alive?
The baby alive?
Yeah,
that's
the biggest one, except for that, if you let me finish one sentence in this podcast.
No,
today.
You're Pedro today, okay, mijo? I don't know. Seeing that she's already grabbing the bilingual aspect of, I mean, being bilingual.
Got a little bilingual baby.
Yeah, that bilingual baby is what they call him, BB.
That bi baby.
And so, like, watching her understand something in Spanish or phrase in Spanish and then repeating it in English and watching her understand as well, like, that brings a lot of, like, joy and pride, dude. Like, and it's something that people without parents, like, me before... having a child, I could not begin to fathom like the pride and the accomplishment. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
That one feels, you know, from seeing this little creature just grow, man.
Absorbing information.
Yeah,
What's it about like some kids that are raised in Hispanic families, but they're like really against speaking Spanish?
I think that was early on in like the 80s when a lot of the migration happened. I mean, it's been happening forever, but it's like that's when it was very prominent. And then that's 86. Reagan did like amnesty and That's how my dad got. Did you hear my stomach? Slightly hungry. Wow. But that's when my dad got residency here in the States, and he was legal and he was able to work here. So I think that like it stems from that. It's like that firstborn generation after your immigrant parents move here, that it's like you try to adjust to the American life, you know,
and cheeseburgers.
Yeah,
Coors Light.
Coors Light. Yeah. You know, you try to adjust to all of that.
The women.
And some of it gets pushed to the wayside, okay. You know, like the language. It's like you're really only hanging out with white, for me. Take my example. Like,
but I've heard like people that are have like sons or daughters that are younger, like they wanted them to speak Spanish like at the house or something like that, but like the kids don't want to do like
it's they're pressure almost from the school, not necessarily the school, but their peers, I would say. It's more so their peers. Or like they're
so rebellious not to know it. Like
they're looked down upon for, or lesser than for speaking Spanish or something. Mm. Just that racial barrier too. You know what I'm saying? There's people out there that are going to agree with it, and people that are not. But like that's what I gather. I have my cousins. Like they speak Spanish, but they speak it choppy. You know what I'm saying? Like I have a couple cousins that'll speak it choppy.
And choppy Spanish.
That chopped and screwed is what they call it.
I know
it
all about that.
Yeah.
Cheers, this is good. Way.
Yeah, the familiar Corona is really good.
I thought I hated Corona.
But I hate the extra and the light.
Yeah.
It's like this one's actually
I know,
pretty,
wow.
pretty good.
Hmm.
But yeah, man, aside from my daughter's birthday, but it was just preparation.
Did you get
for
wasted,
the whole thing.
Dude? Did you I celebrate
did.
Big?
Hell, I got so drunk.
Did you
go,
jump off the diving board?
No, I didn't. Nobody got in the pool. But it's like just getting shit together, like decorations, all of that. Mm-hmm. It was just a hectic ass week getting the yard ready. And so the day of the party, it was so nice, dude, because it was like everybody that came over was just so kind of relieved. There wasn't like the.
So did Corona not scare you like at all? Like did it pat? Like were you a little nervous or weary about like?
Of course, it's always in the back of my head. Like having all the people there and like we're not obviously not taking temperature or anything like that, you know. And it's social distance as best as we could, but when you get 50 people in like a small place,
drinking,
and, you know, tapping each other on handshakes, like you know, it was. Kind of like this.
So now if there's a super spread in Arizona, we know where it came
from. Yeah, we got Corona pretty much for sure.
Oh, shit, I think you already gave it to me.
But like just seeing that, I don't know, everybody was just, it was like this back to normal type of feel that day, you know, and like just seeing everybody grabbing beers, hanging out, handshaking.
Yeah.
Talking and like
thanks for the invite, dude.
You did get invited.
Yeah, but you also scheduled it at my work
you
hours.
Got off at 4. You could have gone over. The party ended at 6.
No, the invite said 4.
Yeah, but it's a Mexican party, dude. Parties in the Hispanic culture do not end at the time.
How was I supposed to know? It didn't say it. There wasn't a disclaimer.
You're part Mexican today, man. Come on.
Adios mio.
No, but it was just nice to see. Like all these people gathered and not necessarily that being the topic of conversation, you know?
Right. Well,
it was just, I mean, we might have Corona next week, so who knows?
Yeah.
But at the same point, like at some point life must go on. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at us essential employees. We haven't stopped really working.
Well, everybody should be able to make their own choice about what they want to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And not get COVID shamed for it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's kinky, dude. I like getting COVID shamed. It's kind of hot. It
turns you on. It's like somebody watching.
Hot. Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen any porn for a while, but I'm hoping that there's some, when I, you know, fumble and fall back onto it, there's some like Corona shaming.
Week for me.
Wow. A week.
It's hard, man.
A week ago was your. The birthday party?
No, dude. No, it was. I didn't before the party. No, I didn't watch that before the party. Quit outing me, bro. Yeah. Fuck. Scratches. That's Let's start though. Over.
Okay.
God damn it.
Do, 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 do. Who do you think you are?
No, but that was my week, dude. And it was nice. I didn't want to get back to work. I think I drank too much. Overindulged, I would say.
I know our friend CJ was bringing up that they're doing, they're trying to put together a sober October, and I feel like I kind of need to do it, but at the same time, I'm like, God, I just fucking did that.
I know, right? That's
what I've been so bad too. This month, though. So bad.
That's what I've been telling you, man. It's like I find myself drinking for no reason.
No reason, dude. It's fun. It's awesome. Yeah. Drinking's the shit. Woo!
Yeah, but like I was just celebrating on Sunday and got pretty wasted. Saturday night, I drank as well. Monday, I drank as well. And then today, I'm fucking drinking.
Hell yeah, dude. We call that Shane bingo.
Came over last night. We had tortas.
Oh.
You like tortas?
Yeah.
There's fucking fire. I love them. I know. I have some left over, too. You want dinner? Is that good meat, actually? It's like a barbacoa type of meat.
I love barbacoa. Oh. Pastor.
Pastor is the best, man.
Salud. Salud. Pisces. Pisces. My Pisces. My favorite Pisces.
Definitely not a Pisces, man. I'm a bull, dog.
Are you?
I'm a Taurus.
I don't know I'm anything stubborn. About. I don't, oh, yeah. We went over this. Yeah. The Cancer and Taurus.
I'm stubborn.
Great episode. Go back to it and listen to it.
Of course.
It's going to be top quality.
At some point.
You know what? We have the cat's out of the bag. We need to talk about this.
What is it?
Well, there's some very big news that came up over the last couple days. And
Trump's taxes.
He,
God damn it.
He's a businessman. First and foremost, Donald Trump is a businessman.
Why are you speaking to the camera?
Because I'm sick of
you're sick of talking to me. So you have to talk to the imaginary fourth wall there.
Just bring it down for a second.
All right. I just feel bad.
Well, don't feel bad.
Continue.
He's a businessman. Donald Trump is a businessman. And that's what businessmen do. They find ways not to pay their taxes. And now the liberal media, once again, coming after Donald Trump for being a smart businessman. What do you want to be a bad businessman and pay taxes? If you cannot pay taxes and make billions and billions of dollars, Jeff Bezos, you know, Netflix, the MLB, the NFL, NCAA, the list goes on and on. Disney, you think they pay any taxes? No, the guy that's making French fries at McDonald's is actually paying way more in taxes than billionaires.
Yeah.
And I don't like that they're being attached. They're playing the rules. Are the rules kind of
skewed,
shaky and kind
skewed
of
in their favor
and created by them? Sure. But so is the Second Amendment. Come at me.
No, that is crazy, though, that I mean, nothing.
And who's surprised?
Nobody. Who's, like you're really surprised? Like, it took him how long to release these documents?
Is this the DNC's dick move?
Yeah.
Like, 4 years later, like, we need to save. This is Joe Biden's idea. We need to save this. His like, and then he's like, wait till right before the debate
dropping
tonight.
This in October.
And then like, this wasn't juicy at all. And Biden's like, oh.
Yeah.
Did anybody see my Subway sandwich?
I smell it somewhere around here.
That's my niece.
Carolyn, what are you doing here? But
how'd you get in here?
No, it's like, oh, God. Yeah, it's true, man. Like, if I were a businessman, I'd want to pay the least amount of taxes, right?
But it's crazy that you can get away with literally paying $0. Like, how crazy is it that you can make $80 billion
it's
or something
skewed.
Like that?
It's skewed. It's skewed in all of their favors, dude. It's in the capitalistic view.
Job creators.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's like people donating money just for the write-offs. You know what I'm saying?
It's
all that.
They're still donating money.
True, and who knows if that
so
cause...
who it's to, what, Bill Gates?
Yeah, who knows what that cause is actually doing with
I'm
the
like,
money?
So, I'm like uncomfortably
or is it just lobbying for fucking votes later on? You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I got you, right? You got me in November. Shit like
that's
that, you
that's
know
House
what I'm
of
saying?
Cards.
Yeah. Never
Bill
saw
Spacey?
That.
Bill Spacey? You didn't never saw that?
Nuh-uh.
Bill Spacey.
Bill Spacey. Yeah, Chuck Spacey. Yeah, the usual suspect.
Yeah. Don't call me
what
a
is
fucker,
his name,
dude?
Though?
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey, that's right. I'm just like, wait, what is his name?
You know, Bill Spacey.
Bill Spacey, dude.
That's his brother, actually.
Is it really?
He actually plays all of Kevin Spacey's movies, but like the beast, like the cheaper budget ones.
The
ones that come out first. Like when I worked at Hollywood Video, like
those independent films.
Yeah, like Transformers would be coming out in like 2 weeks. So like some low budget would like make a really bad, like Transmorphers. And like we, the people, it was so funny. They'd like just get confused and buy it anyways, or check it out.
Yeah. Well, actually, that movie was about transgender people too. Yeah. It wasn't even about like Autobots unite. Yeah. You know, it was that C film, bro.
I saw the guys that would rent it. They're kind of like, we had one porno called Pirates.
Wait, and it was at like, Hollywood Video, was a porno section?
No, there wasn't. It was after all that's kind of gone away because, like, they moved to sex shops and all that. Like, they didn't sell them in Blockbuster or Video anymore.
Yeah, there wasn't the beaded fucking hole that you can walk through. That as a kid, I was like,
did you ever go in there?
Fucking perverts. I snuck in there a
did
couple
you
times.
Really?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, yeah, dude. Hell yeah, knuckle dude. Me.
But I was like, look at these fucking perverts. You mean knuckle? No.
No, look at these fucking perverts. This is on the internet forever. Talking about knuckling me. You're talking about giving me a knuckle sandwich.
But yeah, man, I remember the little beads.
So you went back there.
Yeah, I'd snuck in there once or twice.
Dude, hell yeah.
And the one time the video guy was like, get out of there. Obviously just doing his job. And
I was habla.
I was like, ¿qué? Just looking around. ¿Qué?
¿Qué dijiste? Everybody's doing it. You're next to like two other guys.
They look up to, they're like, what?
There's a beanbag. Greg's.
Actually, a closet back there with a hole in it. I never understood that as a child.
It's like almost like a steam room. Guys just like have their shirts off, sweaty, like they're eating a pizza.
That's disgusting, bro. I'm trying to stay away from pornography, okay?
That's good, dude. You should stay away from it. Anyway, so Pirates, I was the only one. There was one copy.
Was it a porno?
Yeah, we watched it one time.
In Hollywood Video?
Yeah.
After Hours?
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. That sounds so fucking dope. That's like the initiation.
You'd smoke weed in the bathroom.
That's like
all
the initiation
time.
For like, you know, you want to join the club, the Hollywood Video Club? We're watching Pirates tonight. Make the popcorn, Jimmy.
Dude, there's this one kid that we got to, like, you know, the Dropbox.
Yeah.
It's like we got him to go inside there and scare a customer.
Nice. Was it remotely close to Halloween or no?
No,
it was
not
just
at all.
A random.
We
prank.
Used to fuck with that kid, so I remember because there's one of those see-through glasses,
y'all,
and I was a man. I was so bad, dude. Anything that happens bad against me, it's karma and working in weird ways. Anyways, like so, there's two-way glass rooms, and I just like go on my break, like smoke weed, and then I'd see him like in the front, and I'd always like prank call him just to watch him panic, and like he'd just call my phone a million times trying to like you know,
hey,
call
man.
It the
yeah,
late
yeah,
fees
yeah.
or call like so, yeah so
trying
many,
to gather yeah. information on how to
oh yeah
that's funny
man. Anyway, so this one movie Pirates. The only movie,
and it wasn't the
Caribbean only
dude.
There was a Caribbean in there, somebody was they're sleep.
That's a racial,
they're actually going in and out of the Caribbean multiple times.
Okay, yeah. I see what you're going.
Yeah. But it's funny to watch the people rent it, right? Because you have a couple different options. You have the guy that goes, mixes it with four or five different movies.
Puts one or two movies on top.
Yeah. It just kind of fills it up. You have the guy that plays like, have you seen this? Is this good?
Acts like
it's not even a porno. And he's like kind of trying to like be like, oh, I guess I'll just try it. I mean, have you heard anything about this? Just, you know, then there's the guy, just the cop. He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
He rents it multiple occasions.
Why don't you keep it, Frank?
But there was a lot of people like that would rent that over and over and over again. And now I'm trying to think I don't think we ever cleaned the DVD and I never washed my hands. I didn't wash my hands that much when I was a kid, to be honest with you. You know, I was a little
nasty
off sometimes. So I was just touching a
cum-covered DVD, doggy.
See, this is the repressed things and trauma that I hide, that I realized on this podcast, that my hands were just trading
filthy.
Back and forth.
They're petri dishes for just bacteria.
Think about all of them, though. Yeah. I'm saying, dude, we didn't ever watch any DVDs.
No.
And you didn't do that at home. You're like, I'm returning this. So I'm going to return it pristine. You know?
Unless you got shit on there.
Yeah.
Which then you're weird because it's like, why are you just baiting it to the fucking DVD? Why, just put it in, dog. You know, like, are you just like at the cover?
Well, it's like leaving your signature on a book. Mm. You know how people do that when they used to rent books? It's write their name in it.
I see what you did there.
It was good, actually. It was quick. It was snappy.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't give me more credit for that.
It was good.
So everybody would jerk off onto the DVD covers as a collection. It's like a community thing. Kind of special.
It started like...
That's why the clear wrapping plastic on the outside started kind of getting cloudy over the
Yeah, of
the
course.
Uses. Yeah, man, those were gross, though. That's so funny to think about that. Like, we'd never, like, you know, sanitize
Bro,
them.
Bro, up
to,
until
like,
7 months
cleaner.
ago, I didn't wash my hands, like, I mean, I washed them when I went to the bathroom, but
right, like, you didn't like go to the grocery store, come home, and wash
my hands. Yeah. I didn't like before I ate, go and wash my hands, which is probably
true.
Nasty. But like as of 7 months ago, I didn't do
That's
any
a good
of that.
Point.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point. Yeah, Hollywood Video, man. Good times. I could go
pirates, huh? In that back room, doggy, yeah. Getting some popcorn and some mota.
But it, you know, it's kind of like weirdly intimate because I think about this.
Watching porn with somebody is weirdly intimate.
No, I never understood why people would do that. That's very strange. I've only done that on a couple occasions in my life.
Yeah, I think I can only count twice.
Yeah. And one of them was last night.
Pound yeah. It, bro. Knuckle me.
All right. So the thing about the details of these people, because they'd be on weekly plans or those daily plans where you can get 3 movies a day and swap them, you know, those.
Yeah.
So I'd see these same people all the time and talk to them about movies. And it always like, I don't know. It's like your choice of books that you always rent, the choice of movies you always rent. Like it starts kind of, it does kind of define your character a little bit or gives it some like inlay because it brings up things about your past or they say, yeah. Oh, I remember from this, you know, circumstance in my life.
I remember my trip to the Caribbean.
Yeah. You know? And it became, that's why, I mean, that was why it was a cool job. It was nice to actually have those kind of conversations with, it's almost like this. And I was still doing that at a young, so like, and there was some adults that appreciate mm-hmm. that so much. So they keep on coming back and
yeah.
You learn so much about these total strangers' lives, you know?
All due because
those
of this
movies.
Movie. Yeah. No,
yeah.
It definitely does because, you know.
Pirates.
What was the film made? I'm going to have to look it up.
I'm going to have to pull
is
that
it
up,
soft,
Pedro.
Softcore or is it hardcore? I mean.
No, it's soft, pretty softcore.
Yeah. I remember, dude. Okay, when I was younger, mm-hmm. I would on the summer vacations, mm-hmm. I would go to Mexico to live for the 2.5 months that is the summer vacation off of school and all that.
Dude, how good was summer vacation?
It was great. But like I'd go to Mexico and I'd stay with my aunt and my cousins. One of them was, you know him, my primo.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this channel. Okay, first off, E Entertainment. You remember E, right? When
yeah.
They did like Wild.
Tara Reid.
Brooke, Tara Reid, like yeah. All those. Like they would go out. And here in the United States, that shit's censored. Like when the girls would take their tops off and they're out
okay.
In the nightclubs partying and all that. Like all that was censored. But in Mexico, none of that was
what?
Censored. It was crazy,
damn.
Dude. So I was like, hell yeah, E! Entertainment, Brooke, you know?
Oh, wow.
And so then there was another channel called Golden 1 and Golden 2.
I liked Golden 2.
And then, like, throughout the day up until 8 p.m.,
yeah.
It was just, you know, Hallmark-y type of movies. But all after right. 8, dude, there was just these softcore fucking...
Nice.
And man, those were some of my most fondest memories with myself.
Do you remember,
know, in,
like, do you,
in a bedroom.
Do you remember any, like, movies specifically? Like, any, like, themes of, like, those, like, old...
Pornographic?
Yeah.
No, dude, I don't. I was never into watching a 2-hour flick on...
But you couldn't fast, like, if it, like, you know, like, I guess because how I'd sneak down and do, like, the Skinamax.
Mm.
So you couldn't fast forward or anything. It was just at certain times, it's like, it would...
Hot and heavy and
yeah.
Stuff, yeah.
There's one that stuck with me. I remember I saw in Dallas, Texas.
Uh-huh.
And I remember I was like in seventh grade or something. So it was like my kind of discovery of even what this is, to be honest with you. I know very late, but yeah. And it was like this weird, like, she was like a robot. It's like that.
Damn. Yeah. That's very progressive back in the day.
Yeah. But it was hot.
Bringing in singularity, huh? AI type.
It was a slow burner. But when it finally when it got
they're
there,
all slow
dude,
burners,
I know.
Dude.
It's good
and
acting.
And then you
though.
Find out
good acting though.
Jenny sleeps with every guy character in the movie.
Yeah. Not this one.
Actually, there was one. Oh fuck, now that you mention it, I do semi remember one.
Uh-huh.
And it was it was lost in translation. Because it was an English film
okay.
About two beefy. Bulky urban gentleman.
Okay.
And I mean beefy. You know what I'm saying? Like
what year, like how long ago was this?
This was I was probably 13, 14. And
I love, I don't, not, never mind. I'm glad I didn't say
no,
that.
Say it.
I was going to say, I love thinking about this little 13-year-old version of you, all like,
disgusting, all
like moon, yeah, moon-eyed at like a porno.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's, but it was actually
little my, boys are such creeps, yeah, too.
It was my primo. You, oh, you, yeah, know, that we watched it together.
Okay.
We were sleeping in the twin bed.
We were sleeping in a twin bed.
It was dark. Two only beef illuminated, people out. Only illuminated by the blue light of the television. No, and it was these two beefy black men. And in Spanish, the movie was called Llena Mi Hoyo, which means fill my hole, which is so vulgar now that like I say it out loud.
Take it to the point.
But it was a movie about these, damn, two black guys that just went around terrorizing white women.
Terrorizing or filling the hole. That both. Was the, that was the objective.
Slightly both, yeah. But that was not a slow burner. That was directed to the point.
Not on the outside of her. It's called fill the hole.
But then I remember like, and this is very personal. I'm going to open up to you guys about it.
Hell,
but
yeah. We appreciate that, Pete.
My cousin then went... and relieved himself in the restroom, right?
Nice.
And so I was like, do I do anything with myself? And it's like, I was...
Primo, what do I do?
I was like, I was sitting there and I was like, do I just do it here? And I like, yeah, kind of started. And then I was like, wait, is he going to... What if he just barges back into the room and he's like, all right, I'm going to bed. And I'm over here like, huh? Like getting caught in that little room at the Hollywood Video, dude. You know, it's like, what? Huh? Something in my hand? No.
So he got you?
No, no, no. So I was like, and my, I don't even know if I knew the concept of blue balls back then, but I remember I was in semi pain.
Okay.
Okay. I was 12, 13, and I was in pain. I didn't understand what blue balls were.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I just slept through it, man. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? Well, wait. This is all engraved in my memory.
This is your trauma, dude. You saved a blast.
Oh, shit, dude.
You saved that super soaker,
dude. It is.
But if you didn't save that one, then it would be a totally different outcome, you know? Your whole life could have changed
just with
from that one load.
Nut.
Let's say a load.
One
nut
makes a
difference.
That's not... Load sounds worse.
Okay, blast. Your last...
What are you, a super
Pete's
seeker?
Pete's last
here.
Baja Blast.
It wasn't blue.
The final... What kind of hints on the blue balls thing?
I don't know if I was spitting anything out at that age.
Really?
Do you remember? Like, do you remember the first time you spit? That's where it spits.
Blood came out.
Really?
Yeah.
No way. Yeah. How hard were you jerking it, dude?
I never. Fuck. I think I was just. Can I tell you? Can I tell? Like, or do you want to speak? I don't mean
calloused up and everything. God damn, dude. So,
it was my first happened? Time, dude.
Oh, okay.
I was a virgin. I popped my own cherry.
Your own masturbation chair.
Yeah, I think I was old. Like, I didn't know. Like, I think I was 14.
Yeah.
Which I think is old for a lot of people.
Maybe. I don't know.
And like, I remember.
I don't look into that type. I don't imagine 13, 12
I
year
Google
olds.
Google searches of it all the time. How young is it to be? So anyways, I remember I was in Texas. This is all kind of coming around.
Texas.
And I remember these kids, like, they were talking about it in the hallway, which, like, fucking grope.
What are they saying? That's
creepy
where
little kids. And then, no, they're saying something about jerking off, and then they said something to me like, I'm like, I don't know what that is, like, is or means or something like that. And they're like that means you, yeah, because you probably do it all the time. And I was like, I really don't. And it probably wasn't until like a year later that finally, like, one time I was like in the shower and I was like, all right, I'm gonna try this thing,
start tugging on it.
I'm gonna start racing this thing, you know. But it was good that I started later, because
that would have been the only thing you were doing if you started at 9?
No, because now I've also prolonged my life in weird different ways. You know what I mean?
It's that chi, right?
Yeah.
It's that energy.
Yeah, exactly. It's that sad boy
that
energy.
Shit called? What's that shit? Chakra, dog.
Yeah.
It's that chakra.
My chakra is all backed up.
So I was backed up that night of the film my whole video. I'll tell you that for sure.
Whatever, at least I wasn't jerking off with my cousin, okay, in the back of a Hollywood Video.
Was it, bro?
Okay. And we're talking about Trump's taxes. I don't know why we're talking about jerking off. We said at the beginning of the episode that we shouldn't be talking about this kind of stuff anymore.
That's crazy, though.
It's not crazy.
Blood came out, dude?
Just a little, like, doop.
Blood, though. I never heard that. I know women bleed. Like when you...
Maybe I'm part woman. Maybe you should start accepting that. You saw my Sarah. You know that character.
Oh, yeah. She was here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. And she's coming out in the wintertime, I know for sure.
Is she in skimpy bikini, too? Ooh.
Who knows?
Sarah.
Who knows?
Wild child, dog.
She really is.
Yeah, she didn't wait until 14, I'll tell you that.
She really needs to see a therapist.
Yeah. Along with her alter ego, I think.
And I don't know. That's... what's the bitches, that fuck or whatever, that podcast? Like,
Thoughts?
Something like that. I was going to make a joke like, that's not therapy, Sarah. Like, that podcast you listen to isn't therapy. You see a therapist.
Oh.
But since I couldn't think of the title fast enough, it just totally passed.
I think the worst part was that you talked it through. You know?
Yeah.
You didn't just stop. So, thanks for that.
Thanks for letting me feel worse about myself, dude. Okay?
I fucking love you, man.
No, you don't.
We're doing a workout on Sunday. You want to
talk about that, dude.
We can't. We're not allowed. It's
undercover. Because we don't know what
Barstool's thinking.
Yeah, like, we don't know what producer's going to go through. What?
Something's in the works.
Content.
Wait for content.
Yeah, we're working out together, dude. Just four guys. Four sweaty guys, I think.
Four? Oh, his homies coming?
I don't know.
I thought it was just going to be us three.
Oh.
And my child.
Really? You bring your child to a workout?
Yeah, bro.
What kind of work? That's the most dad bod workout thing I've ever heard.
Dude, have you seen me?
I'll just use her.
Yeah, she's my kettle weight.
Yeah, sorry, guys. 5 minute break.
No, bro.
I can
be
see
chilling.
You'll be like reading a book on your stomach and your feet kind of up in the air, like kind of like kicking. What would that motion be called? Sorry, guys. Break time.
Break time.
Break time with my daughter.
Yeah, dude. Well, I might have to.
And that's cool, dude.
I'm trying, dude.
But I'll be
Wait
over
to
there
shame
getting,
me.
Getting there.
Wait to
jacked
shame
up.
Me, dude.
One.
Yeah, you're going to get
two.
Jacked up at a park, dude.
Yeah, dude.
A public park.
I'm getting ready to be homeless, dude. Homeless drug
Talk
addict.
Talk to CJ about that. He knows all about it.
Is that what he's doing?
I don't think he's
we're
homeless
getting, we're
right
taking,
now, but
we're taking
he was
gym advice from a
time.
Blues clown, hobo blues clown.
Blues clown.
Jesus.
How low have we gotten, huh?
We've gone Jesus. Low. Speak for
when
yourself,
a pinchy payaso is trying to teach us some workouts.
No, my man.
And now what you want to do? You know, he's out
One,
there.
One, two.
That's a hobo blues clown, dog, telling us how to work out.
Damn, yeah, we made a mistake.
That's crazy, bro.
I always want to be one of those, like, you know, what kind of, like, what would be the coolest kind of park? I like. Park person to be New York City hippie. I'm stoned all the time, LSD, mushrooms and shit, and I'm one of those tightrope
walkers.
I just have them tied to the trees all day. I'm kind of going back and forth, shirt off, like capris or something. You know what I mean, dude? Shades, really big, huge ones.
Yeah.
Too.
Well, you're high out of your mind, so,
you got to really make sure they're covered. And yeah, just doing that would be the best park version of myself. I could be.
You
somebody.
Think so?
What would you want to?
I'd
be
a mime, dude. I'd love that.
Be a mime,
I loved.
Dude.
I've always appreciated it so much, like, because it's not easy. Like, yeah. Like there's some that bullshit, and they're like, oh, which is probably what I would be doing. Mm-hmm. But there's some mimes that are so good, and they like you almost feel like they are in this invisible box, you know, or just the no talking aspect, and being able to communicate and. Transfer information in silence.
It's
like,
intimate.
Yeah,
it's,
no, for
it's,
sure.
It's maybe more intimate than having sex.
I'd be
with
a
somebody.
Yeah, with a little fucking red bow tie and shit, the striped shirt, white gloves,
and then I'd be tight walking,
walking in the back. Hey, mom, you wanna do some drugs?
Yeah, we're actually tight because we do the same. We have the same plug.
Yeah.
For so sure. We actually kick it too.
And I legit, when I'm on the drugs, think I'm in a box.
And you just,
so it's not
like
pretend.
This just the whole time where like, I'm like, and I like it because I'm high on LSD.
Stupid, fool.
Why is that stupid?
Nah, that's actually kind of fun, man.
Dude, that'd be a good time.
We should do that. Before we die, let's do that.
Okay.
Have you seen the people that...
Did you ever watch Baskets? Mm-mm. It was like Zach Galifianakis' show when he was he wanted to be a mime. Mime.
Yeah.
And so he goes to like French school training. Then he moves back home and he's like a professional clown, but he has to work at a rodeo because that's like the only job.
Yeah. Well, I got my degree.
It's kind of like brilliantly smart.
Yeah.
He wrote it and directed everything. But anyways, over here.
What was it called?
Baskets.
I don't remember the name, but I think I remember it.
Yeah. It's like the real dark comedy.
Yeah. HP. No. Amazon Prime.
FX.
FX?
Is where it premiered on, like, a long time ago. But that's the Hollywood Video employing me, dude. Go on with your story, dude.
What Sorry. Was I talking about?
I think you were saying the sky's the limit and the only chance we win is vote Trump 2020.
Oh, I don't think
you're saying something like that.
Was I?
Yeah.
Well, take a look at his taxes, dude, is all I'm saying, okay? Because the man is cheating somehow.
Why is he cheating? He's playing by he paid $750 that one year. Bro,
it's like, oh man. That does that's the aggravating part too, right?
When it's so aggravating.
When
dude.
It's like when it's like you're able to provide and do so much more an actual change for the community or for your society.
Amen.
And you're paying $750 in taxes since 2017.
And you're worth like that. And millions. Honestly,
I don't know that much about it.
Yeah.
And from other articles I've heard, it's like, this motherfucker's almost bankrupt, you know? Like, it's...
Right. It's all fake money.
So it's like, what's going on, man? Yeah. Where are we supposed to land with our ideologies and our morals, our ethics? Like, if you're cheating the system and you're only paying $750 while I fucking made, dude, a 0.0000001%.
Damn, you're like the coronavirus.
Of what? Statistics, baby. Truth, lies, and statistics. And like, if I only made that and I'm paying $750 in taxes, like, bro, how is that? Of course I'm going to be outraged, you know?
I mean, that's the thing, dude. It's like not... We joke about it and we like say stupid shit. Like I almost have to make light of it because it's such bullshit. And it's also, of course, I mean, this is the game that's been being played for the last 100 years or probably even fucking more, money, power, and greed. And it's only getting more and more strong. And it's only going to continue that way. And it's devastating. I mean, even like the thing that you... Like, I've shared a meme, and it was, you know, talking about how the elite are laughing because they're starting a civil war rather than a revolution. Because that's completely manipulated. It's done on complete purpose because they
baby.
Can just keep on not paying money, not paying taxes, making billions and billions of dollars and pay $0. It's insane. Yeah. It's fucking, it's
I don't understand
Christian.
How, it's perfectly... Perfectly biblically sound. Biblically
sound.
Okay.
And vote red. Man, I can't wait to see what happens after these debates tonight.
What debates, dude? Do you think they're actually going to debate?
I know. That's what's so hilarious. You know there's going to be so many good memes or something.
Oh, dude.
There's got...
There was like that debate drinking game that I sent you a picture
of. Yeah, there's always those. Like,
I was like, well, we'd be drunk in a matter of minutes. Like,
come on, man.
Come on, man. That should be his,
man.
2020 slogan. Come on, man, 2020.
California fires again. Come on, man.
Oh, man, that's wicked. It's crazy to me. Dude, it's fun. I find it hilarious because I have friends that will post these, you know, left things, and I will, you know, laugh or react or say something. Yeah, and then it's like I see friends and I react and I say something when the posts are to the right. So it's like, do my friends think that like I'm with them when I'm like acknowledging their actions or like their posts or something like that? Because I'm not. You know, I'm not making fun of you, but it's like it's funny to me that you think I'm on your side just because I like your posts or something like that.
Yeah,
you know. But I'm not. So I'm not defending the left. I'm not defending the right. I'm not completely against the left. I'm not completely against the right. So like, it's funny to me though that it's pretty wild how Biden can't complete a sentence like me on this podcast.
Yeah.
Or like his vernacular.
Yeah, it's hilarious. These are the two people that are
running, right? And then Trump on the other end is the locker room bully that
he doesn't even have like, a thought that has any weight to it at
all.
Well,
you know,
like he's a really good bullshitter. He talks in a rhythm.
It's right off the cuff, dude. It's off the cuff.
And
he's great at that. He's 100% great at that.
For sure.
I mean, but it's not what you want to be running your country.
No.
You know?
Yeah, remember when he like was just saying shit to North Korea? And so
I was like, no big deal. No big deal.
Don't worry about it.
North Korea. Is that guy still alive?
No,
or what?
No.
Is he dead? Kim Jong?
I think his sister killed him.
Is that what happened?
I'm starting that conspiracy right now.
Damn, dude.
What do you think?
Because she's actually going to run it the way dad wanted.
Think I get on tinfoil hat from that?
Yeah, I think so.
and pedophile ring. That's connected to that.
For sure. Yeah. Well, actually, Asia is one of the biggest human traffickers. That's
exactly what I'm saying. Thank you for solidifying my point.
Got you, dog.
Appreciate that.
Got you.
What was I saying? Politics. Somebody dying. I don't know.
Yeah, what debate? Like, I don't see that being a big debate. Like, did you see that Trump wanted Biden to take, like, a fucking drug test or something before that?
Yeah, but also, I think Duncan Trussell said this. What 70-year-old man isn't on medication? He's like, show me one guy that's not,
Yeah, just because you're surviving off of Diet Cokes and ham sandwiches, Donald.
He's taking shit too. 100% he is.
Oh, no, I know. And that's the thing. See, it's like, I'm not on either end of the spectrum. I'm fucking.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Okay.
I'm in the middle ground, dude. And I'm in limbo, just like a majority of our population.
Yeah.
You know?
So the other thing I hate about you bringing up the point of liking somebody's post, that doesn't mean I necessarily agree with you, or just because I find that funny doesn't mean I'm on your side or whatever. Right. What I don't like is this whole thing of like who you're associated with in terms of like, you know, don't befriend this person, or like if you follow this person, then you believe this certain thing, or if you see this.
Yeah.
Like that is crazy.
But that's taken to the cancel culture type of.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And you just see that more and more and more. And it's like, everybody talks about how it just ends up eating itself in the end. Cause it just becomes what it.
Damn, for real.
Cause it's like a suppressor by the end. And that's what it comes down to. It just flips the other side. It's like saying, whatever your thoughts are, have to completely align with mine, or else you're not part of whatever they're trying to represent, right?
Yeah.
And they keep on drawing the lines and rules more and more and more and more.
It's segregation,
but that's what the other and that's what the other side does too. And that's the hypocritical oath of all these like social channels, I guess. But I don't like the idea like, oh, you follow them, so you subscribe. If you subscribe to a person or channel, it doesn't mean you subscribe to a certain
idea
or belief. I guess was what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, for sure.
And it's also healthy to take in the other side.
100%.
Okay, so stop down thumbsing my posts and start sharing this podcast.
That's how shit evolves, man. It's how shit grows. Yeah. It's by opening yourself up to the dialogue of somebody that you don't completely agree with. Yeah. You know, I have a very great friend that is way on the other side of the spectrum.
Thanks, man.
Of what, you know, I said great friend.
Best friend. That's what he just said. True. Knuckle me deep.
And he's completely on the opposite end of the spectrums. But dude, he came over for my daughter's birthday. He came over for lunch yesterday. You know, it's like, it's not like that's going to deter us from
spending a lot of time with this strange man.
Yeah. What are you, jelly dog?
I'm just saying, sounds like you're spending a lot of time to be hanging out with
we were watching Fill My Holes. I'll tell you that right now,
okay,
dude.
Hey, dude.
We were talking about filling the holes in society.
You just
by voting, okay?
Trump or Biden.
Or whatever you want to vote. Jojo Jergensen, dude.
Yeah, Jojo.
Whatever, dude.
I love Jojo Potatoes, so Jojo.
Yeah, I love the song she came out with.
What was it?
Wasn't there like an artist named Jojo or something like that?
Oh, yeah, dude. I think you're
right. Just kind of referencing
that. Really good social.
But hell, it's like, just because we're on the completely opposite ends of the spectrum, like we're not going to be friends because of that. Yeah. You know, we see past the bullshit. And, you know, he's actually the one encouraging me to vote this year, because I wasn't going to do it again this year, because I just find it
repulsive.
In a sense, white, almost, because American. Everybody in your face, vote, make sure you vote 2020, this and that. Like, it's almost, you know, when somebody tells you something so much that you do the complete opposite thing of what they're saying.
True.
You know, like.
You feel like a rebel.
Yeah, right? And you feel right, or you feel, I don't know what you care. Is it pride? I don't fucking know. But he's actually the one pushing me to register. And he's like, you better hurry, because you have 4 days.
Sounds
like,
very liberal. Yeah. Sounds very liberal.
But it's also true.
Liberals want their
friends
to vote, but Republicans are like, don't vote, you piece of shit.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah, they
shame.
So
they go the other way. Vote shame. Why are you going to vote now, Becky? You've never voted.
You're not even registered? Oh, that'll take 2 weeks.
You're a dumb bitch.
I'm glad you're not voting. Yeah. You know?
You know, don't vote.
But it's also something that was put in my head and something that I've come to realize.
In Pete's head.
Because I told... In Pete's head.
Voting.
In Pete's head. Okay, that was just a tangent. That was really good, by the way, first off. But it's like, when I was growing up, dude...
When I die, can you please name this podcast In Pete's Head?
In Pete's Head. And then I'll just talk about how I would like reminisce on our old good times, like, and then remember this one time when we talked about this.
You just become one of those rewatching bullshit podcasts.
Just everybody saying the same shit, no original thoughts.
Yeah.
But when I was growing up, back to the fucking point. When I was growing up, dude, the household that I grew up in, I didn't see a difference between going
five forward
from a Republican house, you know, in office. To a Democrat with Obama. My parents didn't see a change. So I had the understanding and the idea of it's not directly affecting me.
Yeah.
And is that a privilege? Probably, right?
Yeah.
You know, right. In a sense, even though we grew up in a mobile home, like a lot of people did see, you know, negatives, or my in-laws per se, like saw the negatives to what happened with their businesses and all that. Like, after Obama went in office. So, like, there is people that do get affected. And I think now, as a parent, I'm like, it's not going to be for me. I'm not going to see the change. I'm not going to see the outcome. Like, it's going to be for her, if anything. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And if I do just go to the fucking stations, voting booths, like, and if I do only vote for... you know, legalizing marijuana.
Yeah.
I can just do that too. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's so much more on the ballot.
By the way.
Why?
Because the way that the bill is written in its favor is just giving it to basically these empires of
marijuana, marijuana. Like Marlboro and tobacco.
Yeah, that would only, like, it's kind of like, there's another state that did this. It was like three people are legally allowed to grow it. And it's like some weird chain, and how it's like set up is it's not in... for independent growers or for users. Like the way that the medicals is now, I think it's great that it's 2 years. And I think that slow evolvement of that, what kind of makes it okay. I'm okay with paying money to use it medically.
Legally,
to be honest
with medically,
you.
Whatever.
Yeah, so I see it as... Yeah.
Well, I never said I was going to. I was just putting the example. Like, there's
a lot
more.
I've done that in the past. That's true.
There's a lot more things in the ballots than people. Fuck it. It's not just, you know, blue or red.
And it's easy to be cynical about it and be like, this is, like you said, it's not going to affect me, or this maybe will affect somebody else differently, or whatever it is, right? You can look at it that way and like, what's the fucking point even to vote?
Yeah.
But at the same time, how I see it is, like, you exercise that right, because that's the fucking one of the few last rights we have, dude. I mean, even if you can vote, as soon as that starts dwindling down and what you're allowed to vote on and certain issues, because, I mean, we do pass things like gay marriage and legalized marijuana in places. Like, we do push things and agendas. It just takes so fucking long. It's frustrating, but because you have to vote for that reason. Yeah. Or else, then all of a sudden, that ability is gone. And now we can't even vote anymore. All we can vote is for the president. All of a sudden, we can only vote. And
you know what? It's not even voting anymore. You just have to swipe left or swipe right.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking app.
Hot or not.
God damn it, dude.
Yeah.
I'd probably pick Biden, though, if I was going for hot or not. You know, he's a creep, you know? But he's probably kinky in bed.
But so. Trump has got a trunk on him,
dude.
Dude,
he's got that fucking
bulldozer
following him.
Oh, my
him, you know
God,
what I'm saying?
Dude. Came in like a wrecking ball if he sits on your face, dude. You're suffocating.
Fuck Miley Cyrus. He fucking blew her out of the wall there.
He blew her?
Maybe.
Damn, man.
No, I was doing a wrecking ball reference.
If you could ask, if you were at the debate tonight, all right?
Okay.
And
first off, not one ounce qualified to be at the debate.
You're in the audience.
Okay.
So look at me like you're in the audience, or look at the camera like you're in the audience. Come
oh,
on,
sorry,
dude.
Sorry. I'm looking at you.
All right. No, the camera.
Oh, sorry.
All right. We have, we take questions from, now we're taking questions from our audience. The nice Hispanic guy in the hat. What's your name, son?
Me?
Yeah.
Es Pedro. Sí. Pedro.
Ask a question to our,
question for Barack. Oh, I mean Trump?
Yes. Yes, son.
Or Joe Biden?
For both. You're asking a question for them to both answer. And what would you ask him? What do you want to ask? ¿Dónde madre?
¿Por qué the wall? ¿Por qué the wall, Trumpy?
Yeah. Would that be?
I don't know, I mean, man. You kind of, I was actually this wanted is more. An actual question. Kind of, yeah. No, yeah. I would say, like, why don't you guys fucking gather up a good sum of money and end fucking world hungry, dude?
There. I don't know. Just some kind of weird fever dream where you took me there.
What do you mean?
Great acting. I don't know how that happened. What just happened?
I got it. Method acting. You got I channeled my cousin. 3 days crossing the border, barely any water, two bananas to eat. You know, I channeled that.
Yeah.
And that's what I brought out to the camera, to our audience here, okay?
I actually thought about that earlier. I wrote it down. I was like, yeah, that's a good question to ask him tonight. Like, what would you ask? If you could ask both of them one question, like, what would it be? But you made, like, I don't know, it was funny. But what would you actually ask him?
I feel like I'd have to think about this a little bit.
Well, you don't. Fuck you, dude. Just ask.
I'm so stupid because I don't know. I mean, I know the pressing issues that would be immigration.
What's the pressing issue for you, though? Like, what do you want to address? Is there something that bothers you more than anything?
Why can't we be friends, dog? That's what I would ask. Like, let's be buddies, man. Like,
sir, your eyes red.
I feel like he smells. Biden goes. He smells a little funny.
That'd be so. Then everybody in the whole why audience starts singing, and they're like, God. Then CIA is like, the hippie movement's back.
It's the '60s all over. Give him LSD.
Fuck.
Let's have Manson 2.0. Yeah, this time it's called Hanson.
We need another hippie serial killer. No, kills a Hollywood star. That dude. That. Man, that story is so fucking crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, what were we talking about?
What would you ask?
What would I ask him? I think it would come down to the tax question. Why are these companies and people that are worth billions and billions of dollars?
Why is it allowed to happen?
Why is it allowed to happen? Why are you allowed to not pay taxes, Donald Trump? Why is that okay?
Well, you see,
why don't you just
pay? The way
that
things built. The format, it's wrong.
You're stupid, you're poor, you're ugly, you're bald.
Damn, dude.
Damn, Donald.
You're going to have hell.
You sound like my inner monologue.
Pay, dog. Things I tell myself in a mirror. Yeah,
damn, you know, you're a good roaster.
But yeah, I mean,
that's my big question.
Why is the format of our taxes
shaped in the way it is?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, and it's enabling these corporations, monopolies,
yeah,
you know.
That's the thing, it's monopolies.
To thrive. And
they say trickle-down economics.
Yeah, trickle-down my balls, okay, bro? The fuck out of here with your $750 that you pay in taxes.
It's insane. And
he's a smart man!
And like,
he's a smart businessman! Yeah. What do you want?
Well, the amount of money that we put into the military, and all, like, when this, like, shuts down, this quarantine, like, if we could have not had to pay rent, or there's so many things that the government should have and done for us.
Other places.
That other places
countries
did.
Yeah.
And that poorer countries than ours right. did and do. It's like, you don't take care of the lower and this middle class that's just escaping anyways. It's not even a real thing anymore. And it's only the divide. It's getting greater and greater and greater.
The wage gap is definitely.
Why does the NFL not have to pay taxes? Why do something of that caliber?
Because they're nonprofit, dude. They're nonprofit. They're like the church, which it's bullshit.
The church is bullshit too. But I mean, I guess it's slippery to say like religion is or isn't like I don't know. I feel like because that's like a donation in a way, right? I feel like
is it? Yeah, donating to the fucking priest's Cadillac he's driving, or the pastor's brand new household.
Yeah, that's the problem. It gets ugly. But you think about a smaller church, or like a group of churches, or people that are
like on the suburbs of Louisiana and shit like that. Like, yeah, that's
maybe
more wholesome.
And I'm sure there are still some evil ones, but I know there's good ones. Yeah. So you can't like generalize it completely.
Good cops, bad cops.
Yeah. So, and then it's like they're trying to struggle to get by, and maybe they actually are nonprofit, and they actually give to these certain organizations and stuff like that fund, sex trafficking children.
I'm sure there are,
it's not their bad. And you know, there's a sex traffic ring in every organization now, so what are you going to do?
Yeah, dude. That's fucked up.
That's what brought down Hollywood Video.
Childhood sex ring?
Yeah.
I don't doubt
And I'm
that.
Here to tell you that.
I don't doubt that.
Folks.
You're the whistleblower.
I'm the whistleblower
for from 1997.
You know, shipments would come in boxes not from Wayfair.
We were told not to open
them. Not to open them until release date. And then
until manager Carl,
would actually say, I'm taking this to the other store. I didn't mean to drop this off.
Yeah, but why do you need a need a U-Haul to take these boxes with you, man?
That's a good question.
It's like, You saw the red flags is what I'm getting at. You know, like you saw the...
Well, I don't want to be liable.
You heard that coming from the boxes, like, because...
I smoked a lot of weed during that time, to be honest with you.
That's true, and you were watching pornos in the back of fucking Hollywood
Video.
No,
that was one time, and it
Oh, yeah, one time.
Yeah, one time. That's what I said, man. Don't roll your eyes at me, okay? Unless you're sucking me off, okay?
Whoa, dude. I have a daughter, dude. Don't talk to me that way.
Okay.
You're disgusting, bro.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Thank you. We're going to use that again sometime. Cheers to Hell you. Yeah.
Hell yeah, dog.
What were we talking about? Can you give me a quick little retract back?
Well, you were going to ask Trumpy.
Oh, we went over that a lot. What are you doing? Who does that?
Fidgeting, dude.
I'm
a big fidgeter. Does it bother you?
Well, it's picking up.
It's better than masturbating on the table under the table, dude, because that'll get picked up too.
Oh, all
right. And by you is what I meant by that.
I have some juicy gossip. I guess we talk about. Do you remember the?
Hold on. Let me sit properly for this. All
right, this is gossip time. With who do you think
me, dude? Give it to me.
All right,
come on, Mark.
This just in. Remember Naya Rivera from Glee that drowned?
Homegirl drowned. Yeah.
Her sister. Is now dating her ex-husband.
The father of the son?
Let's dish.
That is insane, dude.
Is it? Or they're saying that the media is portraying it this way. It's fake news. But they're seen holding hands, spending a lot of time together.
Somebody is the child
both,
involved
somebody
in
they
this?
Both loved. I don't know. It's a good question. Yeah, I think so.
Because I'm like, if that's the husband, then... That is so weird, isn't it?
I don't know.
You slut. You're such a slut.
So slut or not?
Tote slut, dude. Tote slut.
I don't know.
You know.
I don't know.
You know.
I don't know. Let me check my radar.
Hold on.
Slut.
But you know the whole time during their relationship.
Yeah.
She was eyeing homie down.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? Gray sweatpants. I mean.
Ain't nothing. I like my man with great sweatpants. That's one thing. But you know, the whole time in their relationship, how long were they
married? Sneaking peeks. You know? I don't know.
And
she was on pills, so she didn't remember.
And
either.
Who knows, dude? Maybe homie.
Homie's
like
foul play.
They weren't twins, were they? Because then he'd be like, "Oh, I just thought that was
no."
You.
She's way younger, like 10 or 12 years younger.
Oh fuck. Yeah. Okay, yeah, vast difference there. Yeah. But slut for sure.
Maybe foul play
dude.
Though. Let's go to conspiracy.
Ooh, I like that. I like this.
Why was
I like the way you're steering this boat, man?
See, that's what she was saying, or he was saying. He said, "I don't like the way you're steering this boat, Naya," or something. Or no, it'd be opposite. Right. Yeah, you were right. Sorry, man. Yeah. Anyways,
fucking trample all over that pun.
But why you wouldn't go out into the middle of the lake with your kid?
With your 3-year-old.
It's like on a nice boat day, like you would bring your significant other. Like how mad would your wife be if you're like, I'm just going to go.
Working. He was working your little sister, bro. I'll
Damn.
Tell you that.
And she's like, I'm just going to escape. I can't do this right now.
I can't take this anymore. She's so much younger than me.
So much prettier.
I had a baby.
You have a baby.
See what you look like.
See what your body looks like after you give life.
And that's why she drowned herself.
I gave life.
So you're saying foul play.
All you do is drink vodka and drink White Claws, okay? And smoke clove cigarettes.
Black cloves were so good. But
I like the way they sparkle.
They crackle and pop like pops. Pop rocks.
So fun. And since I don't eat.
But foul play in what sense, though? Like, did he meet her out there on another boat and then you... Bumped her off or something, or
I don't know.
Huh?
You tell me.
Maybe the sister had something. Maybe she was drugged, and at some point she was steering the boat, but then she knocked out, fell off the boat, drowned, obviously because she's unconscious, Bill Cosby, and then the kid was found on the boat, right?
Yes.
So, poison.
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 No, they did
that. Just like the Dark Ages.
No, they did the test on her. Like the,
there's some shit you can fly under the radar, true. Dude.
Yeah. Like what?
I don't know. A high dose of penicillin, maybe.
You have a pen? No.
My weed pen? Why?
I'm going to write these down.
Oh, you dick. You dickwad.
Joke.
You trying to kill me? You trying to off me now, dude? I just was
trying to kill you. I'm just wanting to learn.
Take your Pacifico beer, okay? I don't trust that.
More for me. It's Sarah.
Jesus, that's wild, bro. So, isn't that? That's kind of weird.
Maybe it is just gossip, though, but I just thought it was funny.
Yeah. It's,
but it is like, table you gossip. Don't hold hands with
your best friend.
No. You're right.
Yeah, air quotes,
bears. You don't hold. Yeah, that's.
Be like, well, you know, the whole time they were married, the whole time, the whole time they were married, I grew to love Joseph. What's his name? Do we have a name on him?
Joseph.
I grew to love Joseph so much as family, so it was just natural after my sister died.
Yeah.
That she would gravitate to someone like that.
Or she's like, and then she's always crying. Or that's what it is. It actually is. She needs him for help, so she's like, tonight we're getting sushi and I'm not going to cry, I promise. And she's walking to the like restaurant, starts crying, and she's like, hold my hand, just hold my hand.
She's a little toddler, bro. Damn, you dating a toddler. He's taking care of two kids now. He adopted her. That's what he's a good dad, dude.
Hollywood chicks are toddlers. I mean, do you think they're responsible in any way? Like, there's no way they know how to load a dishwasher or wash their clothes. Have you seen a
current documentary with Paris Hilton? She's just the same. She's a toddler. Jesus. I do like her hotels, though. Her hotels are fire.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the Hiltons, dude. You never stayed in one? It's a good stay.
Was it hers? Her Paris Hilton. Her papas. Holy shit.
Her papas.
I know.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Well.
Fuck your taxes, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck your taxes.
I'm fine with paying taxes if I saw something good.
Some progressive movement?
Yeah. But
from the left or from the right?
But I saw $1,200 in the last 7 months. And I've paid that multiple times in my taxes since then.
Yeah.
Little flex.
Over and over. Over. Slight flex.
Slight flex. Slight flex. Stacking bread easy all the time.
Ooh, doggy, I hear you. I hear you.
I got crazy, that side dog. Cash flow from the back door.
That's crazy you got Corona, dude.
I know.
Wild.
Yeah, we shouldn't talk about that, though.
No?
I haven't told anybody that I've seen today.
I mean, nobody's going to watch this.
True. They've buried it.
So, I mean, you're good.
Yeah. You're good too, man. It was good seeing you.
It's good seeing you, man.
Really?
It's always good seeing you, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, I enjoy our Tuesdays.
Tuesdays with stories.
Tuesdays.
Yeah. With Maury's. That's what I meant to say. Damn it.
Maury's?
Yeah. It's an old book, movie.
Bro, I only knew Maury when he was naming off if he was the father.
Wasn't that saying Maury? Dude. Okay, this is Maury shit himself, but he needs somebody to take care of him, a home nurse.
That was a wild show, huh? That was such a huge genre.
Huge. huge genre. Huge,
wrong,
who
huge.
Are you hanging around with? How did you change how you say huge to that? I hate you.
I did not say it that way.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Huge.
It's such as it was a huge, huge job. I guess I did say it.
Yeah,
way.
You did.
Damn, Trump 2020.
We got Fox Latino News on at home or something. Latinos are
Trump. No, but that was such a huge.
I don't know. It's gonna be a huge vacation.
Yeah, I think we're gonna go huge on this vacation.
Well, the birthday party was tremendous.
It was tremendous, tremendous,
tremendous.
Huge. A lot of people. A lot of great people.
Terrific.
No masks. There's barely any sanitizer.
Fake news.
And I did, dude. I did. I put out sanitizer because I was trying to be conscious of the situation, you know? But I feel like it's just pretend,
You had a sanitizer and Rachel had like a, what's it called? We put paper, like a paper shredder for masks.
Yeah.
Masks enter here.
Yeah. Throw masks here. Yeah. It's like Theo Von said something a couple episodes ago, and he was just like, it almost seems like pretending. We are pretending.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like we're pretending that these numbers are, the media just fucked us on this.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm
saying? That's
exactly.
What it feels like. So now having that party and getting COVID shamed for it, like, you know, life must fucking go on.
Did you get
COVID?
Did you get COVID shamed for it? Or did you?
I'm sure there's people that like do that, that won't say anything, gotcha, because they're probably doing shit they shouldn't be doing either. You know, you're projecting, just as guilty. Dude. They're just as guilty as us, damn, man. But you know,
you're the cops.
Fuck, I find myself pretending so much that I pretend my throat hurts sometimes, dude. And I do like the little just to try to clear, like, damn, just to fit in, just to fit in, dude. I'm like, I gotta pretend my throat hurts just to act like.
Your throat's not supposed to hurt, first of all. That's a fucking sign. You're like, yeah, and then I, you know, start having cold feet, so no, that's, I fit in with everybody
I'm,
else.
That's what I'm saying,
I start,
dude,
getting a fever just so, yeah, everyone's like, yeah, this guy gets it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like we're pretending so much, man.
My favorite thing is, like, do you see, it was this lady that was at a football game, like her kid's football or soccer game, and she wasn't wearing a mask.
And, oh, she got taken away.
She got taken away, and she's like fighting and fighting and fighting. Like, the people are like, you just gotta wear a mask and whatever. And they tase her. And they're like carrying her away.
Damn,
right?
They tased homegirl. Savage. Yeah. But, and it was sometimes a school
gotta,
security, right? It wasn't
gotta,
even like a cop.
You gotta tase Karen every once in a while. You gotta Karen a good tase every once in a while. Just a reminder.
You know that Karen took that tase for so many Karens.
Oh.
That deserve to be tased.
But no, what I love about this, like, it goes to the pretending part. Like, yeah, she's not wearing a mask, but literally one of the security people are wearing it. Their nose is fucking sticking
out.
That's
the fucking
you're
thing.
Like, you're the ones that are carrying on this crime and arresting somebody, and you're not complying completely with what you're supposed to be doing either.
100%.
6 feet.
6 feet,
you
asshole.
Dude, I should have a cattle prod, not a taser. Come on. That's what the CDC says.
Six feet.
Fucking feet. But there's cattle prods.
Supply cops. No, we're defunding them, dude. We can't give them cattle.
Horse things.
We can't give them cattle prods because we're defunding them. They're not going to have the money to buy them. Dude,
get your fucking heads on straight.
I went to pick up a takeout order the other day.
Yeah.
And I got there and I was like, fuck my mask, you know, mm-hmm, and it's mask. And I try to be respectful. I'll fucking wear it. Get in there, get my tacos, get out. So I was like looking around in my car and I find this day old used golf rag. I went golfing the day prior and it was just all dirty with sand, dirt. You know, I clean my clubs and my ball with it. And it's like,
this is for America.
Dude, I put it on and like wrapped it around my head because it's big enough to like, it's a fucking, you know, mid-sized towel. Yeah. It's not just a little towelette or a scarf.
This is a big boy's
this
scarf.
Is a big boy, yeah. I need to clean my clubs often if you get my game there. But like, I went in there and I was like, I laughed under it because like somebody saw me and I was like, I forgot my mask, dude, you know?
Yeah. So,
and I was like, you open the door, you get in there, and I'm just in my head cracking up that this passes as wearing a mask,
right?
You
exactly
know?
Yeah.
And the fact that like, this is why are we doing, like, why,
right?
Like, I could have gone in here grabbing my tacos and got the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
So, like,
and stayed 6 feet away from people. That's the thing, like, being smart too,
it,
though,
man.
It's like,
yeah,
also,
yeah,
being
of course,
smart.
Yeah the space that you should have given an individual throughout your whole life.
Yeah,
like,
dude, you ever had these tacos?
Yeah, man, it was just so funny to me that was the acceptable part. Like, this towel that's dirty and a day old that's been sitting in my car,
and that you'll do that to yourself,
right?
Just because the shaming or
afraid. Exactly. Yeah. That's the other thing.
I've done that too, where I was driving to the dispensary, and it's like 20 minutes away, and I was like almost there, and I was like, fuck, I don't have a mask, because I totally forgot. And so I'm like looking around in my car, and I find one that was from like probably 2 days prior to that. And like, when Noki goes in my car, he sheds white. So it's like gross. It's just like,
right.
And I'm like, do I turn around or just like put this thing on? So I just use that. Cause I'm like, I'm not going to turn, like, fuck
right,
it. Like, I'll just use this. I like pick out all the dog hair, like
try
the
to,
best I can. And then I'm like in there. I'm like, this is not, I mean, this isn't healthy either. I mean, like, who are we fucking kidding?
It's like,
you know
politics.
What I mean?
Yeah, man. It's like the two extremes are not healthy.
Yeah.
You know
that, and
saying?
That's the problem.
Left,
they're
extreme
extremes.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Extreme should only be fucking in front of the word sports, and that's about it. You
right.
know? Like, it shouldn't partake to our political systems, like political systems.
Well, I mean, and it's also just like, do what you want to do, be safe, or try to, and then even if you don't, and then you take that risk, I mean, it's the same thing like getting in a car or something. You know, I mean, I've been at some bars, and like the last
You fucking degenerate. Yeah, you're COVID shaming me about having my daughter's birthday party at my house.
And they don't care
at all.
And
you're going out to bars. Oh, I know.
But that's the thing that it's allowed, though. Even if you go to restaurants, it's kind of the same. Everybody's kind of like, yeah, this is totally.
Yeah, what's
like,
the logic?
We walk with the mask up, then we take it off of the table. Then the server's wearing a mask, but we're not. Or people go to restaurants and they'll have it on. Then to take the, the order, you take it off and to talk. And it's like, that's the pretend. It's like,
what are we doing here, boy?
Or to go back to taxes. Have the government fund N95 masks or whatever. If it's so serious that we need proper care, shouldn't our tax dollars provide something like that? Like, provide us the mask that's necessary to fight this?
No, bro.
Not that we can use your golf. Not that we can use your fucking golf towel, and I can use like a 2-day-old like dog ridden urine stained thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's exactly that, and that's why a lot of people are like, "This is more of the." A lot of people see it and. You know, they say like this is a control aspect.
Yeah.
You know, this is like
it is
a form of them trying to control us.
Yeah.
But at the same time, okay, it is. But if everybody did that, like I don't know what happened in other countries because like other countries are way down. You know what I'm saying? Like they've been wearing masks. Mm-hmm. You know, they complied with all that. But like, are their restaurants open or is it like this?
I don't know.
You know, like I don't know. See, that's the ignorance in me that I don't know this information. So I shouldn't really have room to talk, but I'm fucking doing it anyways, you know?
Hell yeah,
get
dude.
Over it.
Props, dude.
Because it's like we all have our opinion. We all fucking shout it out, whether it be right or wrong. Mm. And a lot of people who listen probably think I'm wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But you're willing to change your perspective on a momentary basis. You're always willing
I'm not,
to change
you know,
and learn
straight
and evolve.
Left and be like, you better fucking wear your mask. And I'm not going to be like, you know, I'm never going to wear my mask. You
yeah,
know? I'm not,
we're
I'm
right.
In the, I'm in the middle. I'm in limbo.
Me
like,
too, yeah.
Our fucking...
I got a half on, half off. You know,
I do one ear. Yeah, I do the one ear. Yeah.
So that way, like, whoever I see, do they look liberal? Okay, do this turn. Republican?
Yeah, you just give them a profile.
You know what I mean?
Sounds like a Snapchat filter, doggy.
Hit me.
Which, if you think about it, years prior to this happening,
programming.
The Snapchat filters were putting masks on people. Conditioning.
That's programming.
And that's not what is in your shower.
They were installing that app on you without you even knowing, man. Doggy. They were like, control alt install, man. Mm-hmm. And they put it deep up into your...
Knuckle deep, some would say.
Knuckle deep, dude. But yeah, that's what we do. That's where we're at. So what it is, man.
What it is, it is.
And it was good to see you.
Always, dude.
And we'll see you next week.
And thanks for listening, folks. We really appreciate it. We've actually had a booming week. Month,
booming,
you
month.
Know,
it's been a booming month.
Props,
dude. Hell yeah,
props
dude.
To you. Oh, we're gonna start this book club too, but hell that's probably next episode.
Yeah, so check. Yeah, okay.
Amor y paz.